pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Melissa.
Bauman?
Here.
Shoup?
Here.
McNaughton?
Here. You can say Mick, I do it anyway.
Mablo?
Moblo.
Moblo, okay.
See, she asked me and I told her wrong, sorry.
She's the pirate queen. Needhammer?
Here.
Place?
Here.
Ross?
Which one?
Jeff, sorry. Monica? Ross? Van Damelen?
Here.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to welcome Melissa Shorter, who's going to be taking her minutes now. She recently started as a new front desk person, so.
Perfect.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you, Scott.
Do you prefer Melissa or Mrs.?
I would prefer Melissa, but.
Then we will call you Melissa.
And Jeff Ross did call in regarding that he would not be able to make the meeting and make the request that he could do.
Okay.
So is there any motion to excuse?
So moved.
So moved.
No? I need a motion.
I move to excuse Jeff from the meeting.
Okay.
Second.
I've got a couple of seconds.
So, all second.
All of us in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Move on to consent agenda approval for minutes for July 18th, 2022. Scott, I noticed that the information that was given to us, I asked for that to be part of the minutes.
I put it as part of the packet.
Oh, okay.
So it was attached as part of the packet for last month's meeting.
So it will be part of the published document?
It's available on the website, and part of that, again, the packet.
It's part of the agenda, not part of the minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to look back.
I just turned it on today.
It seemed more appropriate to be the packet.
As long as it's easily accessible, that's all I really want. All right. Does anyone have any questions about the minutes? Okay, I just need a motion to accept or if there's any modification.
Make a motion to accept. Minutes.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Roll call, Melissa.
Shoup?
Yes.
Moblo?
Yes.
Place?
Yes.
Monica?
Yes.
Van Damelen?
Yes.
Bauman?
Yes.
Okay.
Needhammer?
Oh, Needhammer. Did I forget you?
All right. Move on to hearing citizens present on non-agenda items. Here. Right. On the reports, the officers, board, and standing committee, Scott.
Tomorrow will be a short term oral meeting at 5:30 with the city commission. Reviewing a second draft of the ordinance. So if you're interested in this topic, please do attend the meeting.
All right.
I will not be able to attend. Do I make some comments now or just?
It would be better if you submitted them in writing and then okay. Transmit them directly to the city commission.
Is okay. It posted on the website, the post ordinance?
Yes, it's all part of the packet for the city commission.
Okay.
Right.
Nothing else, Scott? Okay. There is no unfinished business. Let's move on to new business. Development plan review for 212 North Lake Street.
As you may recall, back in May, access to the first and second floor through stairs and an elevator. They refined those plans and submitted now for a formal plan review. The proposed is less addition than was originally anticipated and shown to the commission in May, but it's still, the confidence is the same projected. So with that, Craig Carpenter, representing his church, is here. And if you have any questions about this for me and for Craig, I'd be happy to answer.
Scott, I see there was a typo error, printing error on the project location. It says East Lake Street, should have said North.
Yes, I caught that.
I did that.
Correction by staff report.
But it is on the east side of the road.
Yes.
So with this new plan compared to what the kind of preliminary plan you showed us before?
Right.
Is it just, is it closer to the building?
Yes, it's smaller than what we had. Came in with, for design purposes, we wanted to, you know, ask for as much as we could get, and then we knew it was going to be squished up a little bit, so this is the final. Okay. And we're able to do it at that point, and we discussed all the reasons why before, because of the front drop-off spot that doesn't exist, and it's a little bit safer in the back, so.
So one time it's a 15-foot addition, now it's a 9-foot addition.
Correct. Yep.
Other questions? Okay. Anyone doesn't? I mean, let's just move right into the final factors, Scott.
Sure.
The new standards. Could you go through those, please?
Sure.
In general, the site is located in the traditional commercial district. That has been previously developed with the old Macy's Lodge. So it's now being proposed with as a church, which is a use that's in conformance with the standards. The transitional commercial district does have setbacks of 10, for the front, 15 total for the sides, so 5 to 10, and 15 for the rear. But the Planning Commission has the ability to change those as it sees fit to accommodate development. Okay. And in the past practice on this area, like the dentist's office, to allow that encroachment into those setbacks. Typically, these are transitioning more into a commercial kind of zone where there's zero setbacks, so that's kind of being the encouraged way to develop. Building design, the addition is going to be the same design and character as the simple existing buildings. Basically, this is an addition of a 9 by 37 feet to allow for staircases and preservation of significant natural features. This is not applicable to streets. No streets are being developed. Access, driveways. It's going to be accessed in a similar manner that have been for years. Probably a little more along the alley to provide for that handicap accessibility. Emergency vehicle access. They have access from Lake Street to the alley, so there's no issue there. Sidewalks, there's an existing sidewalk on Lake Street. There was a mention of putting an access sidewalk along that south side of the building. Is that?
Yes, that would be on the north or south side, where we have 9 foot, I believe it's 9.
Is that still anticipated?
Yes, yes, that's still going to be there.
So I guess I would note that in the plan review that both sidewalk and south side is
because if you got, we've got people that are in those little down on the sidewalks at the front, they can go back to the back.
Okay.
Get into the elevator to get up. Unless you guys want to put sidewalks and pave that road back there.
Okay, barrier free access. There is no existing parking for the building, so there is no barrier free access parking. And parking is not applicable. Not now, and not forward. Loading, there's a loading area here. The landscaping, the existing lawns are going to be maintained. Soil erosion, this will not require a permit due to the limited amount of soil disturbance that's called. Stormwater management, stormwater permit would not be required in this instance due to the limited amount of additional pervious. Lighting, I see no additional lighting proposed, so there's
none.
Probably have to be some over the doors.
Oh, yeah, exterior, yeah, as far as over the back door and that.
Yeah, that's code requirement, yeah, no, yeah.
No poles or nothing like that.
Now, are you going to have to upgrade that service from single phase to three phase?
Yeah, they're going to bring it back to the back because it is on the exit, on the backside of the existing building. That'll all be reworked. But it'll come off the same pole that's, it's to be in service by now.
Lighting, noise, basically anticipated to be similar to what the uses in the past have been. Mechanical equipment, I didn't see any mechanical equipment shown in the plans. Is there any kind of rooftop or ground mounting?
On the second or the down in the downstairs, there's a mechanical room there.
Nothing on the exterior?
No, nothing on the exterior.
Signs, no signs for.
Just attached to the building.
There will be a sign attached to the wall, but that would just be separate and have to.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to have a separate review of the outside. And then the other agency reviews, that's the county building department for a building permit. This project is required.
And if you notice, it's not going to say Genesis Boyne Church. You'll see that it's the Genesis Center.
Okay.
You know, like that. Because we hope to encourage, Boy Scouts or whatever you guys use in something like that.
So is anything that would kind of change within this is that there'd be a proposed sidewalk on the south side?
Right.
That would probably need to be approved by.
That can be administratively reviewed.
That can be administratively reviewed.
Okay. Would that be just yourself, Scott?
Me and the DPW director would probably want to look at it for its connection to the public sidewalk to make sure that's located.
Yeah. Because presently, right now, where that front little bump out is, there's no sidewalk between that and the street. But we would handle that all at the same time when we come in for that.
All right. Any questions about the findings of fact? Is there any?
The parking is not applicable because it's in the central business district, correct?
No, the parking is not applicable because it's grandfathered in. This was a community organization which kind of falls under the same basket as a church. So they have the same requirements, so it's the same kind of use. So if they were changing it to a different use, then that would be part of the discussion.
Okay.
Could there sometime in the future be like a cutout for them to drop people off in the front? Or is that something that would never happen?
That's, if you're looking for me on that, it's something that would never happen because that's why we originally thought about putting the elevators in the front, and then we looked at the safety aspect of it today, and that's why we moved the elevators to the rear.
Okay.
Because it's a lot safer than the busy street and stuff like that.
And from the city's perspective, I think we would want to limit the number of cutouts.
I just wondered, because I know we're having cutouts where they propose lofts on Lake Street. And just, this seemed like a possibility for that.
Well, actually, they're eliminating them on Lake Street.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they were eliminating.
They're getting access from State Street.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where the entrance was. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else? This time I need some sort of motion on the addition of the proposed sidewalks on the south side will be approved by administrative approval.
And I move approval of the site plan for the Genesis Center, that the sidewalk be handled administratively and sign permit obtained.
I'll second. All right. Melissa, roll call, please.
Van Domelen?
Yes.
Monica Ross?
Yes.
Place?
Yes.
Needhammer?
Yes.
Moblo?
Yes.
And Bauman?
Yes.
Macnaughton?
Yes.
Okay.
Shoot.
Shoot. Shoot.
Yes.
All right. So you're all set.
Thank you.
Just talk to Scott and work out from
there. Yep. I'll get back to Scott. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And you're all welcome there. You know.
Absolutely.
Well, we actually meet here on Sunday.
Yeah. love to see what you did. I was in the Masons Lodge and did the last one in Masons back in the day, and it would be cool to see what you did there.
Okay, well, we're going to have an exorcism over there first.
Next year's Pirate Festival.
Yeah. Oh, right.
A lot of work to do there.
Yeah, there is. All right. Let's move on to staff report. Right. Just a couple of project updates. The box one, as you may notice, has paving and they're moving units in there now. We issued 38 permits last week, so those are hopefully going to be installed. Quickly, I believe they're working out some utility issues, primarily gas to get them moved up, and once that's done, hopefully they can start getting people in those units.
When I started seeing two oversized trailers coming down Boyne Avenue today and turning right on East Street.
That's probably some more.
That's my guess.
Yeah, that's them. And then DeFuco, they are going to be transitioning from their existing facility to the new facility over the next coming months. And I believe they anticipate actually starting in probably sometime in the end of the year.
I heard their old oven caught fire last week or the week before.
Yes, it did. There was a fire up in that. I didn't hear what the extent of the damages were.
Okay.
Do they have a use for the existing building?
I believe there is a buyer for the existing building.
No, the trucking, Northern Logistics, I believe.
Yeah. And then Lincoln Street, Mike LeBain, the EPW director, informed me today that they anticipate having that paving to begin the first course, I believe, on Thursday this week. That's ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Cool.
Any major setbacks with that?
No, actually, it's been going a lot better than anticipated.
A couple of water main breaks on Cedar Street.
Yeah, there's been some accessory issues, it seems like, from turning the water off, the added pressure in the system found some weaknesses throughout the city, so. But those have been taken care of.
Anything else,
Scott? No, that's all I got. If you have any questions for me. Okay, let's move on to the order. We'll get to see what they call in this weekend.
Pirate Reno
I was hoping you wouldn't recognize me without a name.
I did not when you went by.
Oh, man.
I wore enough makeup for 4 days for, you know, a good year, so. I'm for the next one.
But I guess at this point we just need a motion for adjournment.
I'll motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. I will see you guys back here September 19th.
Did you get that?
2022.
We'll go ahead. Right.
Okay. 21-minute meeting. Way to go, Melissa.